Welcome to Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by St. Elizabeth and Hospice Toronto, discussing how best to care for a loved one or a friend while enriching their life and yours.
I'm in my late 50s. My husband is several years older. I work. He's semi-retired. He's been living with a number of chronic conditions for several years, including emphysema, congestive heart failure, and diabetes. His health has been steadily declining, but he wants to remain at home. He's always been a proud and independent man, but now he becomes upset when I leave for work and he wants me to stay home to help him. He's sometimes incontinent and requires help with showering and toileting, and I worry that he'll have a fall when I'm not there. His feelings of frustration have caused him to lash out now and then, and I understand this, but it's really difficult to deal with. Our extended family live out of town, have young children. I know I need help, but I don't know how to begin this conversation or what supports might assist in keeping him at home.
Marg McAllister, the Director of Policy and Research for Canadian Home Care Association, joins us this morning. Good morning, Marg.
Good morning, Murray.
You know, Marg, the story we heard, you know, it tugs at your heart, and is this story we just heard, is that typical?
There's many aspects of this story that are very typical, and yet the experience is unique and personal to each person as it happens to them. As people age, they develop chronic diseases, as this gentleman did in this story. Statistics show about 41% of Canadian seniors have two or more chronic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole notion of wanting to deny some of the impacts of those chronic decisions, wanting or conditions, and wanting to deny the need for help, being a little bit angry and frustrated because one can't cope, and really just wanting to stay at home and keeping everything normal, is very typical amongst the population and those who are aging with chronic conditions.
You know, there's probably a mix of emotions that family would be having, I would think.
Yes, you're right. There's anger, frustration, helplessness, loneliness, both for the gentleman, as we heard in the story, but also for the caregiver, the wife who's trying to balance providing care, going out to work, probably feeling stretched and probably feeling that there aren't very many people that she can share her situation with, and she doesn't want to convey that she's got an added burden, perhaps, with her friends and with her colleagues. She may even be embarrassed to discuss her husband's needs. So it can be lonely for both parties in this situation.
You know, from listening to what she had to say, I could understand what the gentleman, his situation, his feelings, his emotions. I could understand what she was feeling. But that, you know, the fact that you can understand and feel compassion for where they're both coming from, that doesn't really make it any easier, does it?
No, it doesn't. We need to, I think, try and be in tune to what's going on with people around us and look for ways to provide help.
Well, I think clearly they both need a little support, don't they? And what could this person do?
So there's a few things that we can sort of approach this from. First of all, for the gentleman who's ill, clearly we want to make sure that he's connected with the medical system. His wife could be contacting home care for home support or for home care services. And in Ontario, that would be through the Community Care Access Centers, known as the CCAC. Now, someone's doctor can put you in touch for that, or one can make the call themselves and ask for an assessment. And case managers will come out. A case manager is assigned, and they will assess needs and arrange for services through an approved provider such as St. Elizabeth Healthcare to provide direct services, nursing, therapy, home personal support. The CCAC will also provide linkages to other community support services in that person's geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
And community support services are those that are really non-medical in nature, and they support some of those stresses that both the husband and wife would be feeling. So there may be meal preparation, delivery, home maintenance, even transportation to and from appointments. So if the wife can't take time off work, somebody can help take the husband to appointments. security checks. She mentioned being worried about falls. There's services that will do that check-in for you, visiting. An example, of course, is Hospice Toronto that has home visiting for people who fall into their catchments. So there's a network of support services out there. It's just knowing how to access them. And in Ontario, that key access point is through the Community Care Access Center.
You know, you make an excellent point when you say about just even checking by and seeing if the person hasn't maybe taken a fall or something such as that. I know that, you know, quite often when I'm working from home or Susan, I get concerned that what if something happened to me and no one will actually be in home for another how many hours? You know, you don't necessarily have to be in this situation to be concerned about that type of scenario, and it is a big concern.
Certainly. And so it's important to keep a network of friends and family, and it's important to share the experience that, and the situation. Sometimes we're shy and reluctant to share that we have needs, but it's really, people do want to help. I'd say generally Canadians are caring. They want to help one another. They do want to keep their loved ones at home, and it's being open to receiving help and being open to asking for help, you know, someone to pop in and make sure things are okay, and or taking advantage of those support services that are in the community.
Now, clearly, you know, this is a scenario where the woman is the one who's being the caregiver and the gentleman's at home, but, you know, it can be either way. We all know that. Now, given a scenario such as, you know, what she is having to deal with. She's having to deal with different issues. He's having to deal with different issues. Much of it is just yourself, you know, your self-respect, your pride. Pride is the main thing, I think, in a lot of cases, because the gentleman, maybe he feels, you know, he was the rock in the family, and right now he's feeling he's not able to perform that task, and he feels vulnerable. The support that the gentleman would have in this case, Marg, would he be speaking to other men in that same situation who can maybe share experiences and maybe lean on each other a little bit?
There's certainly groups and networks that he definitely could link into. And sometimes these are service groups. Sometimes they're based on whatever his chronic condition is. There's disease-based networks. Certainly, both the formal system, the formal healthcare system, and the community support services have groups that are targeted to populations. So it could be somebody who's really going to feel supported, you know, by the same gender. So the fellow would want a male companion. Those types of arrangements are quite possible and often the most effective way to provide people with support.
And clearly, the caregiver, there would be support groups in place for them as well.
Yes, and that's an emerging area. I think that often we think caregiving is our responsibility. It's something that we do out of love, and yet the demands in society today have changed dramatically. People are working longer, juggling jobs, some geographically dispersed as the children were in this story. So there's challenges.
Stress, too. We just have a much more stressful world now, it seems.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. So in many respects, I think that we're at a point in time where, you know, more will be done for caregiving. In Ontario, there's legislation currently on the books to extend the medical care leave for family who are looking after someone with a serious illness. And I think this is just the start of what needs to happen to support family caregivers so that they can take time away from work without fear of reprisal, so that they can balance those needs and provide care for their loved one more readily.
Mark, do you have advice for our listeners who may not be in this situation but want to be prepared when it may happen? And when there's no, oh, by the way, in a week you're going to have to deal with this. When it happens, it just happens in many cases.
You're absolutely right. An excellent question. Often the caregiving responsibility happens overnight. Something happens, someone becomes ill, and the whole family dynamic is turned upside down. So being prepared is really important. It's too difficult and traumatic to start a conversation when a family is stressed and vulnerable. So we would certainly recommend that people start having those conversations earlier, when we're all feeling well. How do we want to age? What kinds of supports and preferences do we want to build in so that we can stay at home? find out what is home care all about. You know, I mentioned Community Care Access Center as a point. Find that phone number. You know, do a little bit of research up front. Find out about the community support services in the community. Perhaps people can volunteer now and then be ready and understanding the system better when they're in need of services. So it's giving and receiving. And, of course, people probably would have heard this spring a lot of dialogue around the need to do advanced care planning for end of life and identifying your substitute decision maker and making your wishes clear. So it really is important to start those conversations early.
Marg McAllister, Director of Policy and Research for Canadian Home Care Association, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by Hospice Toronto and St. Elizabeth. For more information on today's discussion, call 1-877-787-7342. That's 1-877-787-7342. To listen to this episode again, suggest topics for future episodes, or browse helpful resources, visit www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare. That web address again, www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare.
Home is comfort and warmth. Home is family and memories. Home is where you want to be. We're St. Elizabeth, pioneers in home and community care. For over 100 years, we've helped people stay in their homes. We can help you or someone you care about. St. Elizabeth, nursing, therapies, and personal support provided in your home. Visit stelizabeth.com to order your copy of our Caregiver Compass, a valuable resource on caring for those you love.